And this all started when Coach Darrell Overton took over Hayfield Secondary's football program in the spring. He led them to a wildly successful season at Freedom High School. He ultimately got the Hayfield job and had been accused of recruiting violations. Now, some of that is still in dispute, but when I spoke to a school board member in Fairfax County earlier today, he said that there are 31 transfers into Hayfield this academic year that happened in the spring, and that at least 14 of them were from Freedom High School, where Coach Overton previously coached. So that is, according to several folks that I've spoken to, a violation of the Virginia High School recruiting rules, and simply put, the Hayfield's been in the spotlight ever since all of those transfers happened back in the spring.
Now, today's development involves text messages. We had you on the air with us talking about some of these, but now in the last couple minutes, the school superintendent has come out and said there may be a new batch of text messages. Explain the difference between the two, and what are we talking about?
Yeah, and that's right. It's an important distinction. What I was reporting on and talking to you all about earlier were threats that school board members said were being made on social media, some hateful and racist in nature, towards some of those student athletes who were now transferring into and now playing at Hayfield Secondary High School. These text messages that Superintendent Michelle Reed mentions in this letter this evening are from Monty Fritz. He is the athletic director of Hayfield. And Fairfax Times, a local news outlet, first reported this last night, basically a series of conversations that Fritz is accused of having with an unknown person, talking about exploiting residency loopholes, talking about homelessness. Perhaps there are some benefits to that, to paraphrase one of the text messages. And so essentially, it's worth noting that Fritz, again, the current athletic director of Hayfield High School, we learned last week, is planning to take a leave of absence to join his family overseas. That came out last week, but ultimately learning this evening that the principal of Hayfield announcing that they're withdrawing from the postseason. They did win one postseason game last week, but now withdrawing from further playoff action here.
How does all this play into the broader investigation into the Hayfield program, and where do things stand right now?
Talking to several sources about that, and as soon as we get off the phone, I'm going to speak to a school board member. I've also reached out to the Virginia High School League. I think of them as the NCAA, sort of the enforcing body for high school sports. They say they're understanding the school system is going to possibly say more tomorrow, a spokesman saying that they're not going to comment until then. But as far as the allegations go, the team is not in the playoffs anymore, but there are still a whole lot of questions. For example, how did we get to this point of all of these transfers? Were the students living where they said that they were? There was a lot of criticism of the Fairfax County Public Schools investigation into this, which was internal as opposed to external. So there are still a whole lot of questions. And I suspect, just from what I'm hearing in the last couple of minutes, that folks are still going to want some answers to those lingering questions, even though Hayfield's not going to be playing any more football this season.